How much longer should I wait? Amber said 7:30 p.m. and it's now 8:05 p.m. What if they're not coming? What if this was some kind of sick Amber joke? What if Christina found out that I'm going to be here and she decided not to come? I hate this. I check myself in the mirror 5 times. Straighten my tie. My foot taps incessantly, rhythmically recording each passing second. I smile again at the hostess. Must think I'm some sort of freak just sitting here. Wait. I see a shadow outside the door. Could it be them? Why are my palms sweating? This is a disaster. Why did I agree to come? Christina has never given me any signal that she might actually like me. Amber, on the other hand, is convinced that Christina does care for me, but just can't admit it. And then there's that voice in my head who says, yeah, right, you believe that garbage? I hate these internal battles I have in my brain. I never seem to win. Okay, I'm going for it. I'm embarrassed enough as it is. I guess it's better to make a fool of myself in front of people I know versus people that I don't know. Casually, I walk up the stained glass and peer out. Hard to see. I think that's Christina, but why is she pacing back and forth? Why not just come in? Where's Amber? I think that looks like a magistrate's uniform. What if it's just some random guy? Why am I so nervous? Go for it, William. Open the door. Okay. Okay. I can sense my fingers grasping the doorknob. Funny, I can't see myself doing it, only feel myself doing it. I'm opening the door. I step through the entranceway. No one's there. Great. Now I'm standing in the doorway, caught between in and out, and there's no one there. I hear laughter from the bar, and I'm certain that I've now become the funny story that will be retold over and over. Wait. Who's that in the distance, waving like a mad woman? It's Amber, saved by a crazy woman. But where's Christina?